The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. We are riding with the king here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us right now to talk about a beatdown over the Cowboys is Howard Eskin, who's sponsored by McGurk's Lionville. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the action. Grab your friends, cheer on your teams in style at your local McGurk's Pub and Grill. Howard, how are we feeling after watching the Cowboys get beat up yesterday?
Well, it's always fun to watch the Cowboys get beat up. But when the Eagles do it, it's even more fun. And those pathetic, pathetic Cowboy losers, those cockroaches, and their owner groveling. The quarterback is, they're stuck with him. Whether he, I mean, I know he's hurt, but it doesn't matter when he's in there. He's a turnover machine. But the thing that I was happy about, because you were on Friday Columbo, You were, I'm digging deep, the drama.
That's right, that's right. Someone's got to do it around here.
I thought Jalen Hurts was either going to come in a wheelchair or crutches on Sunday to the game, because I'm telling you, the sky was falling on Friday, his ankle.
Mm-hmm. Ankle gate 2024.
And when I called in on Friday, I was fed up. I was fed up because it was nonsense. Here is, I go to practice, and sometimes it's not even a big deal. Sometimes it is, whatever. And I watched him. And even when, first of all, the rest day was a walkthrough. And I saw him walk. I saw him walk numerous times. I never saw a limp. I never saw a problem when he was on the practice field. It was drama. But you being Columbo, you were right all over it. And I was really, really, I mean, I needed a couple of dogs.
That's fine.
Because I was scared.
Well, Howard, new evidence was added to the case. He looked good yesterday, so we can all back off for now. We'll see. All right, but now, Howard, he did play well. So the beginning of the game yesterday, choppy, right? He sacked a bunch. I thought he held the ball a little bit too long. He had the pick, and then the fumble where he's trying to transfer the ball. But, Howard, after that, he bounced back, and I thought he made a lot of plays with his legs and then threw. Like, you know, he moved around, looked like he was going to run and stopped, and he threw a couple touchdowns doing that. He played a good game by the end.
Yeah, he really did. I was impressed. Wasn't impressed with the first half, even though they were leading 14-6, and the defense was unbelievable. But he just did some... He did some really good things, and he saw... He doesn't see everybody all the time, but... You know, for the touchdown, with the touchdown passes, he really did a nice job. And I still think that there's going to be times where he's going to have to do more of that, because teams are going to shut down and they're going to try, and some teams are going to be successful shutting down the running game and not having it as effective. So, but he really, when he picked it up the second half, he really did. Jalen Hurts really did a nice job. You know, it's interesting. Before the game, I was talking to one of the coaches because they closed the roof. Merrill always wants the roof open. He doesn't want him kicking it out of the end zone. I knew they were going to do that because that guy runs it from everywhere. Turpin. But I was talking to one of the coaches, and I was looking at the windows. It's the right side of the bench. And I said, and I can see by the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, it'll probably be dark, even though they're an hour earlier. I said, do you guys think about the sun? Before the game, I'm talking about this, about which way you're going with the sun. He says, yeah, we know about that. So, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's interesting that it hurt the Cowboys and not the Eagles. And I think, and for whatever reason, most teams defer on the coin flip. The Cowboys took the ball, and now after the game, I'm thinking, did they do that to try to beat the sun, you know, to have going the other way? I mean, I don't even know what they were thinking. But let me also add this. Jerry Jones is he's a phony. And, you know, when CeeDee Lamb asked for shades, do you know in other events other than football, they do have shades?
Yeah, right. When WrestleMania was there, they had the curtains up or the shades,
Yeah, shades down. Yeah, curtains down. So they do have that. So why don't they do it during a football game? Because the Cowboys think they're going to get an advantage. They suck so badly. The sun could be in the Eagles' eyes the whole game, and they'd still win by two touchdowns. It's a joke. That team is a joke. And the other thing I want to bring up, because with you guys, I always have to kind of bring you back a little bit. Mm-hmm. You got to stop bringing up last year. This team is so much different than last year, and it was horrible.
I agree, Howard. I mean, the part that's the most different.
Look at all the new players they have.
Yeah, and the part that's the most different is, Howard, the defense last year was bad. It was a bad defense. They couldn't stop the pass. They couldn't tackle. And now, Howard, this is the best defense.
It's unbelievable.
And what's exciting is 2 years ago they were good on defense, but they were kind of mercenaries, one-year contracts, older. Howard, they got a defense here that, you know, a lot of these guys could be here for a few years. This thing should just be the beginning with some of these defensive players.
Well, look at this. Now, they're going to have to sign Zach Bond. I don't know how that's going to work out, but they got Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, two. These guys are rookies. And, you know, to use the word studs is not out of line. They really are really good players. And then N'Kobe Dean's playing well now, coming back off of injury. Jalen Carter's through his rookie year. This team is good on defense. They didn't give up a touchdown. They didn't give up a touchdown, which I don't care how bad a team is. You usually give up a touchdown, two field goals. And they're better on offense. They're better on defense. This team is good, but we'll talk about the players and never give the coach credit until they lose a game. And then the coach takes the hit. And he knows it by now. He knows it's Philadelphia. He knows how to deal with it. Sometimes he laughs about it. You know, privately he'll laugh about it, not at the people. But, hey, this is just the way it is. And I got to suck it up. But these players, you win with players and you lose with players. And you're winning with these players now. And the coach, I forget who it was, told me, somebody from the team told me, these players love playing for Nick Sirianni. And that's a real big compliment, because that doesn't always happen. You think the Cowboys like playing for that dope in Dallas, Mike McCarthy?
Well, obviously not. After the game, Parsons basically like, yeah, he can leave.
Fraud. He's a fraud. I don't want him near this team. I don't want him coming to the games on his week off.
Oh, he will be. He'll be here.
I don't want him. And now, yeah, just because the two went to Penn State, no, he is a coach killer.
Tell him,
Howard. He's a mean guy. He's all about himself.
He's a great player, though.
Well, great player, yeah. But coach killers, you know, it evens out. He's a coach killer.
Hasn't he only played for one coach in the NFL?
I don't care. He's a coach killer. Have some respect. You know, Mike McCarthy is an idiot. We know that. But, you know, but Micah Parsons, it's always about him. It's always about him. I saw him. I'm going to tell you, this is just a side story. He's at a Sixers game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted a jersey. I forget which Sixers player he wanted it from. And he couldn't get a jersey. So they were playing Boston. So then he went to Tatum, Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum gave him a jersey, so all of a sudden he turned from a Sixers fan to a Celtics fan.
Yeah, he's a dopey guy. I mean, I know that, but he gets to the quarterback.
Guy.
All right, Howard, let's look ahead here. Howard, Thursday night at home, the Commanders. Howard, it's a huge game. Look, the Eagles are playing well, but I think we could see the run. What's going on here? Like the one of these teams is probably going to be a wild card. One's going to win the division. That changes everything for your path in the playoffs. Howard, what's your early thought on Eagles Commanders Thursday?
I think the line is right where it should be. It's like 3.5, because the Washington football team, I can't call them the Commies or the Commanders, the Washington football, whatever they are, they are a good team because they have a very good quarterback. But their defense is a little suspect. And, you know, you can't be up by 10 points in the second half and all of a sudden choke up the lead. You just can't do that. But I think the Eagles will win on Thursday. I'm locked in on that. I think Washington is a good football team. And when you look at the way the playoff setup is, it's going to be the Eagles and Washington. And then when you look at the other teams, Minnesota's starting to crumble a little bit.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's coming back to earth here.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, and Green Bay, I'm not locked in on Green Bay because they have their issues too. So it's Detroit. And who from the West?
I'm
still not writing off San Francisco yet.
Yeah, I am. I am. I mean, it just
okay, San Francisco.
Now they got field goal kicker problems.
The guy can't.
So they've got issues. I don't like the coach in big games, you know, because he's never won a big game. I just it's the year after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to win the whole thing. But I'm just saying they're not dead yet. They're right there.
You know what? I'm looking at Arizona. And
Jonathan Gannon's doing a good job with that team, Howard.
And you didn't like him either,
no,
right?
I was a Gannon guy. I was a Jonathan Gannon guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a good coach.
He is a good coach.
Okay. And they have a good defense. Now, the Jets suck, too. So you can't really tell. But they're playing. And Kyler Murray's playing well.
Yep.
So don't count them out. But the Eagles, back to the original point here, the Eagles and Washington both will be in the playoffs. And I don't know that either one of them have to win a game to get into the playoffs, but that's not what you want. I mean, you can't look at it that way. And they're going to win a bunch of games. The Eagles will be at 11 or 12, and then the losses, you'll go crazy. Mm-hmm. But the Eagles are the best team in the division. They really are the best team in the division. And I think Thursday night they will show it. And both teams have a short week, so it doesn't make any difference. It's going to be a lot of energy there on Thursday night to see the Eagles. And then they'll get a bigger test the next 2 weeks.
Rams and Ravens,
A big test, not mm-hmm. a bigger test, but a big test with the Rams. But they have like 10 days between the Rams game.
Like a mini bye almost.
Yeah, so that'll be nice. The Ravens is going to be a real tough game, but their defense isn't the same either.
I agree.
It's going to be interesting to see what, now you look at it and you can't get carried away beating the Cowboys because they're the Division III team right now. But you really can't get carried away. But the Eagles could win 14 games this year.
Well, if they do that, they'll have a chance at the one seed. It'll be them in Detroit for the one seed if they could push that far. Howard, yesterday was fun. Thursday will be fun. We'll see you at the pregame show, Howard. And we got to get a win Thursday night, all right?
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing I'm going to do for Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. I have friends at Oakley, so I'm going to spring for sunglasses for every one of their players.
You have got to be smoking something.
Yeah, I am. But I ain't smoking your dope, all right?
Howard, that's very generous of you. Sunglasses for all the Cowboys on Howard. All right, Howard, we'll talk to you later.
All right, there he goes.
Howard Eskin there, who wants a bicycle. That is a nice gesture, actually. Sunglasses for all the Cowboys, including Jerry Jones.
Or the visor, because that's the thing that's what he's talking about, because CeeDee wears the visor.
Yeah.
He needed the dark visor.
It didn't work, did it?
Nah.
Nothing works for the Cowboys right now.
No, they're in a bad spot.
Yeah, they stink. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. All things Eagles, the domination over the Cowboys. We can have fun at the Cowboys' expense. And are you thinking Super Bowl today? I know some people want to say, they haven't beaten anybody yet and all that kind of stuff. Go back to 2017. They built up 10-1 that year without beating anybody. Go back to 2022. It wasn't like they were beating great teams in 2022 on the path to 10-0 to start the season. You know, sometimes in the NFL, you build up good records. And Hugh, you made the analogy earlier almost. You were talking about the defense. But in general, You build that confidence, you stack wins, and hopefully you get better along the way.
Yeah, just like Rocky. That's a story that we can all relate to.
Tomato cans?
Because Rocky was fighting a whole bunch of tomato cans in the beginning.
And
Mickey told Rocky, you're fighting a bunch of tomato cans.
But wait, didn't he get knocked?
Remember that, Kyle?
No, wait.
You're fighting a bunch of tomato cans.
Hold on.
Love that making fun, man. That's getting caught.
You're not a contender. You're fighting tomato cans.
I don't want to get in the way of a great analogy.
No, stop. stop it then. Well, let me have this moment.
Don't step on Hugh to a Mick.
Hold on. Hugh.
What?
Because he was fighting tomato cans, then he got
better.
No, he got knocked out by Clubber Lang.
No, he didn't.
He did, because he wasn't ready.
He got knocked out by Clubber Lang because he got complacent.
Because he wasn't fighting anybody.
And then he got hungry again.
But it took a knockout.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He got hungry again. But he was fighting tomato cans in the beginning.
Right.
And then, you know, he fought Apollo.
That
Apollo was like.
But that wasn't that movie.
That's not the narrative that I'm using today. Leave me alone. Yo, why you always do that? Why you always get in the way of my analysis?
The facts get in the way,
of a good story.
You know what? I always thought they should mix the plot of Rocky and Rocky III.
Core value.
Put them all together.
They were fighting tomato cans. That is the wrong movie, though. Now that I think
it's
about
totally
it.
It's totally the wrong plot.
But when I thought about it, I was like, ooh, this one fits. Ooh, this one fits.
All right, let's just hope the commanders are not Clubber Lang. All right, let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Bruce.
Crew. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, Victory Monday. And before I get started, I just want to say shout out to all the vets. I'm a 22-year
shout out to the vets, man.
War vet and retired vet. So, shout out to all the vets out there.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, on to the good stuff. Man, Hugh, man, look, I got to start with you, man.
Get him.
Yo, you got to get off. Like, man, you remain plant-based on the Philly defense, man. Come on, man.
No,
plant-based Hugh is back.
Listen, Bruce. I'm not being plant-based, but it's kind of playing – like, they're playing well. I can't deny that.
But you're plant-based.
No, I'm not. I'm just, you know – no, Bruce. Now,
I'm a plant-based.
I'm going to talk to you because I know ain't nobody will listen, but this is what it is, Bruce.
Okay.
Like, don't tell nobody.
Right.
But I don't want to be wrong about my take, and they making fun of me, like, every day.
They making fun of me like
Kyle and Joe. They be making fun of me in the memes. And you know, like, when I was watching the game last night, I was like, damn, I might have to shave.
Are you being victim here right now?
No, I'm just saying. Wait a minute. Y'all, I'm just saying.
Victim Douglas is back.
They be teasing me every day, man, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hey, look, this is how you get them back. Just come on in and deliver a couple of good, powerful farts, and they'll leave you alone.
Oh, that ain't. But I didn't fart, though. That's the problem. I'm being accused of something.
Maybe because no one's listening, you can tell the truth about that now.
This is innocent until proven guilty.
I didn't fart. Somebody accused me of that this weekend. They said, "Well, you need to quit farting in the studio." I didn't fart.
They heard it. Everyone heard it.
I didn't fart.
I mean, we had
but
an
no,
assistant.
Every day,
there.
Like yesterday, I was like, man. They about to let me have
today. Oh, yeah. Actually, we're letting you off easy today. Wait till tomorrow on the defense thing.
I was like, boy, they about to let me have it. It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay on.
Wait a second. You know what the best part is? The best part is you were talking about luxury or necessity when that happened.
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
it did.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, man. No, but I just want to start with the defense. I tell you what, you know, I mean, if you look at the string of games, and what's exciting about the defense, you know, the Eagles who they remind me of now, as they remind me of the up and coming. You know, when the Baltimore Ravens won those two Super Bowls, and they had the two strengths was the running game and the defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't that skilled in it. But here's the difference is that Jalen is actually better than Flacco. So if they continue, especially on the defense and the defense, there's no doubt. I think that they can definitely make it to the Super Bowl, because here's the thing. Now, I still need to see this. You know, I'm not on the Super Bowl train all the way yet. They have to Sirianni needs to stay on point and don't do anything stupid. Right. If he stays in the background and keep the team cohesion together, I'm not worried about them beating DC, and I'm not worried about LA. You know, I mean, people say, you know, I went to the game to LA last year, and even with the team they had last year, they handled their business, and we have a much better team. And the anchor is the defense. It's not necessarily the offense. It's the defense that has put this team in a good position. Now, Jalen, here's the thing about the blitzes, because I'm watching these plays closely. The thing that they need to develop is a good screen game or dump off passes. I haven't seen them work that part into the offense to handle some of these blitzes that are causing Jalen problems. And they really need to fix that. I think once they get that part down, or Jalen gets better, maybe at proving, maybe in hot reads or something along that line, they're going to be devastating. Those are the three things I'm looking for them. Hopefully they can focus on moving forward. But I just think without a doubt they're on a good trajectory. But the Ravens game. And the D.C. game, I'm not overlooking L.A., but I firmly believe they have enough on this team to handle them. But the Ravens game is going to be the critical game. They go in, and it's going to be just like being in Philly, because I don't live too far. I'm going to try my damnedest to go to that game. There's a bunch of Eagle fans down here right now that I know we're talking about. And we're going to overrun that stadium, so it's almost going to be like at home. So – And if they can get past the Ravens, it's a wrap. I think we're going to be well on our way.
Oh, it'll be a great game. Yeah, Bruce, we appreciate
it.
I mean, the thing about that, look, it's going to be billed as a big game. It will be one like a litmus test kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in terms of a tiebreaker with the Commanders, it's a huge one, right? But it's an AFC game. The games that really will determine the season is this Thursday and then December 22nd down in Washington, because. You know, like, I don't know if it's going to be a sweep. It might just be they might split the two games. But if someone sweeps the other, that team's probably going to win the division.
In the catbird seed, they're in a good spot.
Yeah, that means likely a one or two seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, the other team's going to have to go on the road the whole time. So it's a major difference. I mean, this game Thursday is just critical to the chances to win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. A domination over the Cowboys. Are you starting to think Super Bowl? Where are you at on the team? Let's have fun at the Cowboys' expense. Plus, we have to get to something Saquon Barkley said after the game that some of you may not love to hear, but it may explain the way they looked early in the season. We'll get to that coming up. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show, right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 and WIP.
Hey, Jenna Cameron here.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should play this at Cowboys practice this week. Or at their game next week.
Isn't this Blinded by the Light?
Yes, it is. CD comes out to warm up.
Who sings this?
Do you want to take a stab at it?
No, nah, because I'm going to screw it up.
Manfred Mann, it's Earth Band.
Never heard of them. Manfred Mann? Nah. Good song.
It is. Can we have it on the bus? We got to make our playlist for the bus.
Oh, it's on the, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it helped. I mean, the sun or the moon or the stars or whatever helped the Eagles get a win.
It's
yesterday.
A notch in our belt
It's a notch in the Eagles' belt on the way to potentially the Super Bowl. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. Don't forget, today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th. We're going to be broadcasting live from Klondike Kate's restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Kate's. Visit KlondikeKate's.com for details. All right, a lot to discuss today. Off the win, a domination over the Cowboys. The Cowboys season is over. The Eagles are 7-2, first place in the NFC East right now. And our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So I haven't looked at the results of this all day. I'm curious where people come down on the idea of the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And are you starting to think of the S and the B word, the Super Bowl, Hugh Douglas?
Super Bowl!
I mean, you've been thinking about that for a long time.
Yeah, for a while, man. I've been on it for a while. Y'all thought I was crazy.
Yeah, we laughed at you. Yeah,
laughed at me heartily. It was a hearty laugh.
We still think you're crazy, just for other reasons.
Yeah.
Well, the most ironic part is...
I still think Coach Sirianni crazy, but the team is winning, so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not me.
Yeah, you're a Sirianni guy. We know that.
Crazy
so, the ironic part is you thought the Eagles could get to the Super Bowl without a good defense. We laughed at that. Now we know the defense is good, and you won't relent. It's like it's.
What do you mean? I am, listen.
But you won't say it's a necessity.
In my defense, the last couple weeks, the offense has been doing exactly what I thought they were going to do. I mean, so they've been scoring a lot of points, and they put this defense in a position where they've made teams one dimensional.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday was the complete opposite of the way you framed this. The defense kept the offense in the game they could wake up.
I'm talking about in totality. Mm. In totality.
I would
like
say
that.
The defense has been the best unit on this team
for
a while.
I'm looking at the numbers.
The numbers would tell me the defense has been the best unit on the team for a while
now. The numbers don't back up that statement that you're making.
You got the same arithmetic I've got.
They are second.
Yeah, your arithmetic is off, Joe.
Are they hot? riddle me this, Douglas. Are they higher ranked in points allowed per game or points scored per game?
They're ranked higher than points allowed.
Yeah, so
per game.
Yeah. So that means their defense is ranked higher than their offense.
No. What I'm saying is that it took a little while for this. Because I was over here doing that math in my head real quick. But
the arithmetic says defense.
One would argue that this offense took a little while to hit their stride, and now they're hitting their stride.
Mm-hmm. Same with the defense.
Now, since they're hitting their stride, they are going to make it easy for this defense. One would say if they were being a hater or a nitpicky, one would say that this defense is playing above their station.
The defense is better than the offense right now.
I'm not doing
and
that.
The offense
I'm not
the guy
to keep do it
that.
Simple.
So, I'm not doing that. I'm not that guy.
Here is my math, okay? Yards per play allowed, they're second. Yards per play, they're 10th. So second on defense, 10th in offense. Points allowed per game, they are tied for 5th with the Kansas City Chiefs, 5th. Points per game, they're 10th. I mean, it seems to me like the defense is a necessity around here now.
No, it's still a
necessity. Just like it used to be back in the day.
Not a necessity.
All right, by the way, our Twitter question. And I got to ask you something, Hugh Douglas, and we'll get to what Saquon said. Are you starting to think about the Super Bowl? Yes. Only 41% with a 7-2 football team?
Because let me tell you why. Because
did you vote no?
No, I didn't. I didn't vote, but I am going to vote. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of fans look at this Eagles record, and I do not subscribe to this. Let me say that first. I do not subscribe to this.
Oh, you're playing psychologist here.
No, yeah. I'm putting people on the couch.
Sure.
And they're looking at it, and you know, just listening. You know, ear hustling around the station and just in the city. People saying, yeah, the Eagles are winning, but they're not playing anybody. They didn't play anybody. Now, you look at that loss against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are in a fight with the Atlanta Falcons for division supremacy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that game, and you look at the Falcons and the Bucs. Those two teams, we're probably going to see one of them in the playoffs.
I think one won the division.
Yeah,
sure.
We didn't.
Probably the Falcons.
We didn't beat either one of those squads. So that's that people are looking at that, and that's how they're rationalizing not believing in this.
I get it.
Team.
Look, the last five teams they've played.
That's not what I subscribe to.
They have a combined record of 10-35. Well, I understand. But in 2017 and 2022, the last 2 years the Eagles made the Super Bowl, they beat a lot of bad teams. I mean, it's if you beat them bad, I like that.
Well, so and now I think at this point of the season where we're 7-2, that it's worth noting that Falcons, we did not have A.J. Brown.
Bucks didn't have Brown or Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That matters. I'm sorry.
And the Bucks then were better than they are now. They For had sure. Godwin and Evans.
Absolutely.
Now they've kind of fallen off now.
I mean, we played the Saints and they were 2-0.
Feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was
that was, you know what's funny about that one? That was the measuring stick for us. That was the measuring stick game for us to see where we
and
were.
And then they didn't win again for like 2 months.
No, they didn't.
All right, Hugh, before we'll get back to phones in a second, and we do have to play for you in this segment with Saquon Sack, because it was really interesting yesterday listening to him after the game. But Hugh, I want to offer you an out, because I know you keep mentioning it. You're acting as if it's okay. I know deep down you're kind of going through the emotions of that beard might be disappearing, right? We said if the Philadelphia Eagles finish allowing under 17 points per game, that beard is gone. We're at 17.9 right now. So the math is not mathing for you right now.
It's not going in my direction.
It's, no, actually it's going the opposite.
But, you know, I still got this game this week where I think it might be more of a—
Are you secretly rooting for a shootout?
I am not. First of all, I would never, let me say this, because it's amazing how nowadays people don't actually hear what's being said. So let me say this.
They hear how I twist it.
Yeah. So let me say this. I am not rooting for the Eagles to lose.
Well, no one said that, but are you rooting for a shootout to bump that point?
I'm rooting for a shootout.
Oh, see? That means you're rooting for points for the Commanders?
No. All I need is 21. It's the way this offense is playing, you give me 21 points,
wow.
I'm in a good spot. That's all I need is two
touchdowns.
Now
that you just told the whole audience you're rooting for Jaden Daniels to light up the Eagles. Okay,
can I just say on that when the Cowboys had a chance to score?
You were hoping they scored?
I kinda wanted them to.
See,
I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
Oh, you're under arrest.
Wow.
Kyle, I was like, cause I knew you guys
straight
were
to
gonna talk trash.
You wanted the you people is so bad.
I did, but you know, it's not the climate to be you people and people now. Okay. It's not the climate.
Obviously Hugh's in a bad way. An Eagles Hall of Famer rooting for the Cowboys.
I wasn't rooting for the Cowboys.
To score.
I wasn't. I was just like, damn, they can't. It's right there. You can't score.
We didn't have more important things to take care of. You'd be on trial today, yeah, buddy.
I mean, seriously.
That's a disaster.
I was just like, damn, you're right there. And still a lot of time left.
Guilty as charged on this one.
You wanted a garbage time score for the life of your beard.
I'm like, damn. They're right there.
Can I offer you an out? Because this is sad, actually. It's sad watching an Eagles Hall of Famer root for the opponent to score.
I wasn't rooting for him.
To score.
I was just, it was just.
You said
no,
it.
I didn't. Like, technically, I just was like, damn, y'all right there.
What happened to you?
It's the NFL.
Let me help you out.
They couldn't even run the ball. Oh, and the Zeke fumble, dog. The Zeke, come on, dog. He hit that hole like he was about to make something happen.
Oh, dude.
That ball squirted out.
He is so cooked.
I know. Cut this guy's mic before he's out of the Eagles Hall of Fame. I mean, this is rough.
He was rooting for Zeke to punch it in.
This is hard to listen to.
No. I was just like, damn, dog, it's right there.
You pictured Hugh going, get in there, Zeke.
No, I didn't do that. But I'm just like, damn, dog, it's right there. End zone right there. You ain't going to, like, y'all ain't moving the ball. This is the only time y'all will get in the end zone is right there. Make it a game. They couldn't even do that.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I'm just ashamed. I'm just saying.
Okay. We're all ashamed for you. Okay. Hugh, I think maybe we can offer you an out because this is sad to watch. I mean, we can't go through the rest of the season with you hoping the other team scores. All right. What if we offer you some sort of out? Like, instead of shaving your beard, we do something else. I don't know. I mean, we could come up with some ideas, you know, other ideas for Hugh Douglas. What about, like, would you dye your beard? Like, green? Kelly green? Midnight green?
So when you say dye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we talking about? We ain't talking about no permanent dye. We ain't talking about like that stuff
it's
Trey Thomas put in his beard, like the Beijing. We ain't talking about the Beijing that Trey Thomas liked to use when
Doesn't
he dyes his
that
beard.
He doesn't?
He claims he doesn't.
Yeah, no one
every
believes
time,
that.
Yeah, we don't. Nobody believe that. Nobody believe that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. But like, let's say Eagles go under 17 points per game allowed for the season. We get to the playoffs, full playoff run. Every day you're in here with a green beard, and then the green beard as we take
on
on the bus to New Orleans.
So you mean I got to wear look like a big-ass leprechaun?
For a whole month plus.
Going at that point, you might as well keep it through March,
yeah,
St. Patty's
well.
Day.
on Bourbon Street. Nope. What is the drinks we're going to have down there?
You know what the bad part about this is?
Well, there's a lot. I mean,
I'm already, like, you know, in my new digs, like, trying to navigate the people that are not afraid of me running at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Man, you look more or less friendly with a dyed beard, though. I think you're more invited.
I'm running through the neighborhood with a green-ass beard, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what the hell's wrong with
me. I think that works in your favor, because then they're like, this guy has a sense of humor.
You think so?
Or he's quirky.
So should we just...
You might be on to something. Yeah.
Should we allow Hugh to just get out of the bet, or should we
Him the option.
Or should we let the audience?
Or we let the audience decide, shave or dye green?
Well, yeah, so I'm about to say, let the people vote.
Okay.
All right.
Before I decide.
All right, yeah. We'll put a poll up. We'll let people vote on this. But
shave it or green beard it?
Yeah, you're trending towards having to do something with that beard, because this defense is playing
good
football.
And then, you know, the holidays right around the corner.
Yeah, you wear a red hat, you get the green beard, you're all Christmased up.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, the fact that we transition from Halloween as quickly as we did to Thanksgiving kind of bothers me, but that's okay.
Doesn't that happen every year?
It does, but it just still bothers me. We transition real quick.
What do you, hold on.
I don't know, I mean, it's like, give it a couple of days, but you know, we got neighbors and stuff that got turkeys outside
the
house.
But here's the issue. If you don't jump right into Thanksgiving festivities, then you lose it, because as soon as Thanksgiving's over, we jump right to Christmas.
Yeah, we do that.
So you got to give Thanksgiving its due.
I'm just waiting for Black Friday to get here, man. I'm just waiting for Black Friday.
What are you getting?
Definitely got to get an air fryer, because my son keeps asking why can't I make my dino nugs?
Yeah, come on, man.
You
might not be able to hold out to Black Friday, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I got to get the dino nugs going. And, you know, some other appliances. You know, I always wanted the smoker. Got to get the smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I just got to wait till Black Friday, see if I can get one on the cheap.
Yeah, well, that's the day to do it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Andy in Deptford is up. Hey, Andy.
My guys, what's good? How we doing?
What's going
hey,
on,
Hey, Andy,
man?
What's up, buddy?
As far as the Super Bowl talk, I mean, you look at guys like Mahomes, right? Everybody says Mahomes under center, you got a shot. Lamar Jackson. Jalen Hurts is right there, man. His name's anytime he under center, we got a shot at winning this thing, period.
Well, it's years now, Andy. I mean, it's years where look, they're going to make the playoffs, right? That means 4 straight years with him as the starter, they're going to be in the playoffs. And this year, they look like they've got a real shot to be a top 2 seed.
I mean, I ain't going to say no names. You got haters on that station, guys on the morning team, saying he's not even going to be the starting quarterback 2026 season. I mean, what are we talking about? Like what, you just said it great yourself. 4 years in a row, 1 Super Bowl appearance. We're damn sure going to the playoffs this year, and we got a shot to win it all. Like I said, when he's under center, we got a shot. Now you look at Barkley, right? You look at throughout our history. I would say besides Nick Foles, Barkley's probably our best free agent signing ever after half a season. I mean, he's definitely the most effective and most getting the most out of him for the NFL right now, if you look across the board. But, I mean, as far as our history goes, I would say besides Nicky Six, Barkley right there. All time.
Yeah,
greatest
you know,
free agent.
That, you made me start going through them in my head. Andy, I would throw in that list, too, Malcolm. Malcolm was a great free agent.
Yeah, Malcolm was a good signing.
I feel you, but like I would say like more on the leadership side of things with Malcolm, and we won a chip with him. You know, so you got to give his credit where it's due. But as far as performance and what we need and what we always kind of wanted, not only as a fan base, but like as an organization, and the trend for the league as far as backs.
Yep.
I mean, ain't getting much better than that.
Nah, he's been incredible. And Andy, good phone call. I held my breath a little bit yesterday when they showed that replay of Saquon when he got banged up on the fumble.
His hand. Well, his hand was caught underneath.
Like, I thought his elbow may have hyperextended. The way he went down and kind of like his arm bent the wrong way.
Yeah.
That, at
little,
first.
Little scurry.
Yeah, I was like, all right, how long until he's back in the game? Because I was like, oh, that looks kind of rough. But he came back in and obviously seemed like things were okay here. Speaking of Saquon, listen to what he said after the game, because it was just interesting the way he framed it. This phrase has been said a lot, or was said a lot, in the month of September on WIP. You listen to Saquon talking about the first 4 games. What's the difference between then and the last 5? Here's Saquon, locker room after the game.
Given how far it's kind of come since the bye, where kind of, you know, 2-2 starts, a little bit rocky. What does it say?
I wouldn't say it's rocky. I think you guys made it seem rocky. No offense. Like, I mean, you guys are doing your job, but panic outside of the locker room kind of, you know, it was from outside the locker room. It wasn't in here. We had no panic. We kind of treated it like the preseason games, to be honest. That was kind of the mindset. He was like, all right, we're done with preseason. Now let's go get things shaken.
It's funny how he framed that, Hugh. That was said over and over on the stage. Well, the first four games is like their preseason. I guess they actually were thinking that?
Yeah, but you can't say that.
I agree.
And see, this is the reason why I have a problem. I like Saquon, but I think that as a former player and now a radio host, you have to be careful about the way that you frame things. Like, everybody wants transparency. We love the fact that you're being transparent. But when you say things like that, nobody understands that because they're not a part of it. And you talked about how, you know, we in here wasn't we weren't panicking, anything like that. That's fine for you. But you are the guys that set the standard for the city. Jalen is the guy that sets the standard for the city. So as a fan base that we talk to on a day-to-day basis, when you come out and you underperform in certain situations, nobody's going to understand the fact that you say, oh, you know, this is like a preseason. Well, hell, guess what people are going to say when you say that? Maybe you should play in the preseason.
I thought the same thing.
Maybe you should play in the preseason. You are dealing with a fan base, in every fan base, that no matter how you try to frame things, and this is the same thing I say about Coach Sirianni. You could say it and you could be as honest as you want. A lot of people aren't going to understand it because they're not a part of it. And that's a fact, Joe.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So in order for you to not catch the smoke that you feel like you're catching, unwarranted and all this other stuff, how about you just not say nothing? Just go out there and play the game and, you know, take the criticism that comes with it, because you know more so than anybody else that things are different. Especially the protocol and procedures are different when you're in the building as opposed to people that are not in the building. So don't get mad at us when we point out the fact that you're not playing well, when obviously you're feeling like, you know, the reason we aren't playing well because we don't have that continuity.
It also can't do that. Felt a little premature. It's the kind of thing, I don't know, let's say they make the Super Bowl, right, and it's media week, and Saquon's got it on the big podium thing, right, and they ask him about the season, and you guys started off slow, but then you won 10 out of 12 to end the season, or, you know, whatever the numbers are. And he says something like that. I think we're all like, we kind of laugh it off. They're not done yet, right?
No,
like,
they still got a lot of football left to play.
Right,
there's still a lot of folks out there with their arms folded too, Joe.
And I think there's a real chance the gap between the one seed and the two seed, or the two seed and the five or six seed, is one game. So, like, I don't know. Like, those games matter. I think there's a real chance when the season ends, those games that they dropped in September, maybe because they were treating them like the preseason, will still matter. Like, it's fun now because, like, oh, whatever, they've won five in a row. But the job isn't complete. So
no.
To kind of dismiss the beginning as whatever, kind of weird.
If you're going to make the argument that that's the first four games are the preseason, I mean, the beauty of that is that's sort of an opportunity for you to get a leg up on other teams. If, you know, say the Lions went 2-2, you start 4-0 because you're prepared and they're not.
You're ahead.
That makes a huge difference.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're the one seed. It just, I don't love the fact that they view it that way. Just like that after those first 4 weeks was a massive juncture in the season where things could have fell apart or they could rally around this.
I would guess if we go back, teams that are the one seed in the last decade usually start 3-1 or 4-0. I doubt they usually start 2-2 or 1-3 and then rally. I'm just guessing September does matter. But look, five wins in a row is what we're all excited about now. But that was kind of a weird thing by Saquon. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tony is in Glenside. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Listen, man, I'm going to get right to it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk football.
Let's do it.
I don't mean to be a downer, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not impressed right now of the coaching, what's going on with the Eagles. And let me explain. Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni is going to be the demise of this football team.
Well, huh? give us the. I mean, I can understand the Sirianni part. Right. We could see all that, right? If he makes
I'm
a bad decision, give us the Hurts angle. Why Hurts?
I'm gonna tell you why. Hurts playing like crap every game in the first quarter. Okay, first and second quarter. Then they go back in, then they come back and say, you know what we need to do? Run the ball. How about running the ball in the first quarter? Saquon should not go a whole half a game with three carries until you realize this team runs through Saquon. This is going to be a Donovan McNabb T.O. moment. When T.O. came in, it was Donovan's team. T.O. came in and they realized go through T.O. Donovan got upset about it, became a baby, because it looks like this is T.O.'s team on offense. But what's going on with what's going on now is Saquon needs to get the ball so Jalen don't make those mistakes. We make those same mistakes against Detroit, 49ers, the Rams, and a couple other NFC teams.
Washington, yeah.
We go down 21-0. We down 21-0, and Saquon is out of the picture now. Because now we got to put the ball in Jalen's hands, and we know what happens. He throw picks, he hold the ball too long, and he also take too many sacks. He was in the pocket for like 5 seconds.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How is there a correlation between T.O. and Donovan and Saquon and Jalen?
I'm going to tell you why. Jalen, he got like 50 rushing touchdowns, right?
In his career, yes.
All right. How many of them are one-yard touchdowns?
Tony, I would guess 20 of them, 25.
Exactly, because they don't value the running back. They keep the – for some reason, they give Jalen all of these touchdowns to inflate his numbers. His numbers are really not that good, okay?
Hold on. I mean,
don't see the correlation between T.O. and
Donovan. I think he means there's going to be an ego issue.
It's
ego.
I
think that's what he's getting
at. Thing. They trying to make Jalen this player. They trying to compare him to Patrick Mahomes when he's not. He's another player, okay? He's another player. And if they don't go through Saquon during these next five games, Jalen is going to put us in the hole where we're not going to be able to get out of. No diddy.
I hear what you're saying. I still don't see the correlation.
Well, he thinks eventually there's going to be a riff where Saquon wants the ball and they're giving it to Jalen.
I don't see that because Saquon's a different animal.
Sure.
Saquon, he come out the game too much. He let everybody
Tony, you go first. Tony, we appreciate Tony.
There's not a direct correlation between the two. With all due respect to your take, because Saquon has shown that he's a selfless individual. He's shown that when you had a chance to get the single rushing record against your old team, and he decided not to do it.
That's a good point.
That's why I fail to see the correlation. T.O., if T.O., and no disrespect to T.O., because he's a phenomenal player, would be the first player I picked if I ever was starting a team. I don't feel like in that moment T.O. would have done that.
Also, two other things. One, when T.O. got here, he hadn't won a Super Bowl, but he had done some winning in San Francisco, right? They were a playoff team.
And he was a beast.
I think Saquon is just happy to be on a team that actually has a chance. When that was the first time in his career yesterday, he beat the Cowboys. Think about that for a second.
And not saying that that's a bad thing to want to have a individual record. Not saying that that's a bad thing. But Saquon has shown on more than one occasion that he is selfless.
Yeah.
And not selfish, not selfish at all.
Right. I think we're also we're missing something on the Saquon Jalen usage thing. They have to protect Saquon Barkley. Like we got to get out of our feelings. I don't know if he's on your fantasy team or not. We got to get out of our feelings that Saquon doesn't get extra carries on the 1 yard line unless you bet an anytime touchdown or you have him on your fantasy team. Who cares? The Eagles scored. Saquon Barkley has had a lot of touches. So if they spare him one or two inside the 5 yard line, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
And then not only that, I want to see what we got with these young guys, man. Because just like we said, we're going to need Saquon Barkley in January.
They got another game on Thursday.
I'm not upset about that.
There's also just a little bit of tunnel vision in that phone call talking about if we play like that, we're not going to beat the good teams. Like, do you mean teams like the Detroit Lions, who had 5 interceptions in the game yesterday? I could just as easily say, you know, if the Lions play like that against the Eagles, we're going to kick their ass. That's probably true.
This is facts.
I'm sorry. So, I understand that you might not love everything that happens on game day, but look at the rest of the league. Like, no team in the NFL is perfect right now or head and shoulders above anybody. Every team has a flaw. Every team's beatable.
I agree. I mean, we're going to get to it. We'll hit some NFL stuff from yesterday around the league in the next segment. But the best team in the league is 9-0, and it feels like every other week they're about to lose.
They're so beatable.
I mean, they are, but they're not. But they actually never lose, which makes it makes it wild. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, on the other side, we'll get to all your phone calls here. Are you thinking Super Bowl? Your take on the blowout of the Dallas Cowboys? And yeah, I mean, gotta let Hugh know that this is a defensive team now. Defense is not a luxury. All right, we'll get to our takes from watching all the other teams in the NFL. There was a lot going on yesterday. A sideline fight with the Niners. Snarky Doug Peterson is back. That's how you know he's on the hot seat. And there's a new head coach in the NFL that may give Nick Sirianni a run for his money on the mic. That's coming up. Your calls, 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. I like saying bacon-wrapped tater tots. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
next week. Or at their game next week.
Isn't this Blinded by the Light?
Yes, it is. CD comes out to warm up.
Wait, who sings this?
Do you want to take a stab at it?
No, nah, because I'm going to screw it up.
Manfred Mann, Surf Band?
Never heard of them. Manfred Mann? Nah. Great song, though.
It is. Can we have it on the bus? We got to make our playlist for the bus.
Oh, it's on the, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it helped. I mean, the sun or the moon or the stars or whatever helped the Eagles get a win
yesterday.
It's
a notch in our belt
It's a notch in the Eagles' belt on the way to potentially the Super Bowl. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. Don't forget, today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th. We're going to be broadcasting live from Klondike Kate's restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Kate's. Visit KlondikeKate's.com for details. All right, a lot to discuss today. Off the win, a domination over the Cowboys. The Cowboys season is over. The Eagles are 7-2, first place in the NFC East right now. And our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So I haven't looked at the results of this all day. I'm curious where people come down on the idea of the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And are you starting to think of the S and the B word, the Super Bowl, Hugh Douglas?
Super Bowl!
I mean, you've been thinking about that for a long time.
Yeah, for a while, man. I've been on it for a while. Y'all thought I was crazy.
Yeah, we laughed at you. Yeah,
laughed at me heartily. It was a hearty laugh.
We still think you're crazy, just for other reasons.
Yeah.
Well, the most ironic part is...
I still think Coach Sirianni crazy, but the team is winning, so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not me.
Yeah, you're a Sirianni guy. We know that.
Crazy
so, the ironic part is you thought the Eagles could get to the Super Bowl without a good defense. We laughed at that. Now we know the defense is good, and you won't relent. It's like it's.
What do you mean? I am, listen.
But you won't say it's a necessity.
In my defense, the last couple weeks, the offense has been doing exactly what I thought they were going to do. I mean, so they've been scoring a lot of points, and they put this defense in a position where they've made teams one dimensional.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday was the complete opposite of the way you framed this. The defense kept the offense in the game
so
they could wake up.
I'm talking about in totality.
Mm.
In totality.
I would
like
say
that.
The defense has been the best unit on this team for a while.
I'm looking at the numbers.
The numbers would tell me the defense has been the best unit on the team for a while now.
The numbers don't back up that statement that you're making.
You got the same arithmetic.
They are second.
Your arithmetic is off, Joe.
Are they hot? riddle me this, Douglas. Are they higher ranked in points allowed per game or points scored per game?
They're ranked higher in points allowed.
Yeah, so
per game.
Yeah. So that means their defense is ranked higher than their offense.
No. What I'm saying is that it took a little while for this. Because I was over here doing that math in my head real quick. But
the arithmetic says defense.
One would argue that this offense took a little while to hit their stride, and now they're hitting their stride.
Mm-hmm. Same with the defense.
Now, since they're hitting their stride, they are going to make it easy for this defense. One would say if they were being a hater or a nitpicky, one would say that this defense is playing above their station.
The defense is better than the offense right now.
I'm not doing that. Here
is my math. Okay, yards per play allowed, they're second. Yards per play, they're 10th. So second on defense, 10th in offense. Points allowed per game, they are tied for 5th with the Kansas City Chiefs, 5th. Points per game, they're 10th. I mean, it seems to me like the defense is a necessity around here now.
No, it's still a
necessity. Just like it used to be back in the day.
Not a necessity.
All right, by the way, our Twitter question. And I got to ask you something, Hugh Douglas, and we'll get to what Saquon said. Are you starting to think about the Super Bowl? Yes. Only 41% with a 7-2 football team?
Let me tell you why. Because
did you vote no?
No, I didn't. I didn't vote, but I am going to vote. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of fans look at this Eagles record, and I do not subscribe to this. Let me say that first. I do not subscribe to this.
Oh, you're playing psychologist here.
No, yeah. I'm putting people on the couch.
Sure.
And they're looking at it, and you know, just listening. You know, ear hustling around the station and just in the city. People saying, yeah, the Eagles are winning, but they're not playing anybody. They didn't play anybody. Now, you look at that loss against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are in a fight with the Atlanta Falcons for division supremacy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that game, and you look at the Falcons and the Bucs. Those two teams, we're probably going to see one of them in the playoffs.
I think one will win the division.
Yeah,
sure.
We didn't
probably the Falcons.
We didn't beat either one of those squads. So that's that people are looking at that, and that's how they're rationalizing not believing in this.
I get it.
Team.
Look, the last five teams they've played.
That's not what I subscribe to.
They have a combined record of 10-35. Well, I understand. But in 2017 and 2022, the last 2 years the Eagles made the Super Bowl, they beat a lot of bad teams. I mean, it's if you beat them bad, I like that.
Well, so and now I think at this point of the season where we're 7-2, that it's worth noting that Falcons, we did not have A.J. Brown.
Bucks didn't have Brown or Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That matters. I'm sorry.
And the Bucks then were better than they are now. They had Godwin and Evans.
Absolutely.
Now they've kind of fallen off now.
I mean, we played the Saints and they were 2-0.
Feels like a long time ago.
That was
you know what's funny about that one? That was the measuring stick for us. That was the measuring stick game for us to see where we
and
were.
And then they didn't win again for like 2 months.
No, they didn't.
All right, Hugh, before we'll get back to the phones in a second, and we do have to play for you in this segment with Saquon Sack. It's really interesting yesterday listening to him after the game. But, Hugh, I want to offer you an out because I know you keep mentioning it. You're acting as if it's okay. I know deep down you're kind of going through the emotions of that beard might be disappearing, right? We said if the Philadelphia Eagles finish allowing under 17 points per game, that beard is gone. We're at 17.9 right now. So the math is not mathing for you right now.
It's not going in my direction.
It's no, actually it's going the opposite.
But, you know, I still got this game this week where I think it might be more.
Are you secretly rooting for a shootout?
I am not. First of all, I would never. Let me say this because it's amazing how nowadays people don't actually hear what's being said. So let me say this.
They hear how I twist it.
Yeah. So let me say this. I am not rooting for the Eagles to lose.
Well, no one said that, but are you rooting for a shootout to bump that point?
I'm rooting for a shootout.
Oh, see? That means you're rooting for points for the Commanders?
No. All I need is 21. Is the way this offense is playing, you give me 21 points.
Wow.
I'm in a good spot. That's all I need is 2
touchdowns. Now that you just told the whole audience you're rooting for Jaden Daniels to light up the Eagles. Okay.
Can I just say on that when the Cowboys had a chance to score?
You were hoping they scored?
I kind of wanted them to.
See,
I'm not going
to
lie.
Wow.
Oh, you're under arrest.
Wow.
Kyle, I was like cuz I knew you guys,
straight
we're
to
gonna talk
you,
trash.
You want to the prison. You people is so bad.
I did, but you know, it's not the climate to be you people and people now. It's not the climate.
Obviously, Hugh's in a bad way. An Eagles Hall of Famer rooting for the Cowboys.
I wasn't rooting for the Cowboys.
To score.
I was just like, damn, they can't. It's right there. You can't.
If we didn't have more important things to take care of, you'd be on trial today, yeah. Buddy.
I mean, seriously,
that's a disaster.
I was just like, damn, you're right there. And still a lot of time left.
Guilty as charged on this one.
You wanted the garbage time score for the life of your beard.
I'm like, damn, they're right there.
Can I offer you an out? Because this is sad. Actually, it's sad watching an Eagles Hall of Famer root for the opponent to score.
I wasn't rooting for him
to score.
I was just. It was just.
You said
I didn't. Like, technically, I just was like, damn, y'all right there.
What happened to you?
It's the NFL.
Let me help you out.
They couldn't even run the ball. Oh, and the Zeke fumble, dog. The Zeke, come on, dog. He hit that hole like he was about to make something happen.
Oh, dude.
That ball squirted out.
He is so cooked.
I know. Cut this guy's mic before he's out of the Eagles Hall of Fame. I mean, this is rough.
He was rooting for Zeke to punch it in.
This is hard to listen to.
No. I was just like, damn, dog, it's right there.
Pictured Hugh going, get in there, Zeke.
No, I didn't do that. But I'm just like, damn, dog, it's right there. End zone right there. You ain't going, like, y'all ain't moving the ball. This is the only time y'all will get in the end zone is right there. Make it a game. They couldn't even do that.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I'm just ashamed. I'm just saying.
Okay. We're all ashamed for you. Okay. Hugh, I think maybe we can offer you an out because this is sad to watch. I mean, we can't go through the rest of the season with you hoping the other team scores. All right. What if we offer you some sort of out? Like, instead of shaving your beard, we do something else. I don't know. I mean, we could come up with some ideas. You know, other ideas for Hugh Douglas. What about, like, would you dye your beard? Like, green? Kelly green? Midnight green?
So when you say dye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we talking about? We ain't talking about no permanent dye. We ain't talking about like that stuff Trey Thomas put in his beard, like the Beijing. We ain't talking about the Beijing that Trey Thomas like to use when he dyes his beard.
Doesn't he claim that he doesn't?
He claims he doesn't.
Yeah, no one believes that.
Yeah, we don't. Nobody believe that. Nobody believe that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. But like, let's say Eagles go under 17 points per game allowed for the season. We get to the playoffs, full playoff run. Every day you're in here with a green beard, and then the green beard as we take our on the bus to New Orleans.
So you mean I gotta wear look like a big ass leprechaun
for a whole month plus?
Going at that point, you might as well keep it through March,
yeah,
St. Patty's
Day. on Bourbon Street. Nope. What is the drinks we're going to have down there?
You know what the bad part about this is?
Well, there's a lot. I mean,
I'm already, like, you know, in my new digs, like, trying to navigate the people that are not afraid of me running at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Do you look more or less friendly with a dyed beard, though? I think you're more invited.
I'm running through the neighborhood with a green-ass beard, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what the hell's wrong with
me. I think that works to your favor, because then they're like, this guy has a sense of humor.
You think so?
Or he's quirky.
So should we just...
You might be on the song.
Should we allow Hugh to just get out of the bet, or should we
give him the option.
Or should we let the audience?
Or we let the audience decide, shave or dye green?
Well, yeah, so I'm about to say, let the people vote.
Okay.
All right.
Before I decide.
All right, yeah. We'll put a poll up. We'll let people vote on this. But
shave it or green beard it?
Yeah, you're trending towards having to do something with that beard, because this defense is playing
good
football.
And then, you know, the holidays right around the corner.
Yeah, you wear a red hat, you get the green beard, you're all Christmased up.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, the fact that we transition from Halloween as quickly as we did to Thanksgiving kind of bothers me, but that's okay.
Doesn't that happen every year?
It does, but it just still bothers me. We transition real quick.
Hold on. I don't know.
I mean, it's like, give it a couple of days, but, you know, we got neighbors and stuff that got turkeys outside.
But here's the issue. If you don't jump right into Thanksgiving festivities, then you lose it, because as soon as Thanksgiving's over, we jump right to Christmas.
Yeah, we do that.
So you got to give Thanksgiving its due.
I'm just waiting for Black Friday to get here, man. Just waiting for Black Friday.
What are you getting?
Definitely got to get an air fryer, because my son keeps asking why can't I make my dino nugs?
Yeah, come on, man. you might not be able to hold out to Black Friday, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I got to get the dino nugs going. And, you know, some other appliances. You know, I always wanted the smoker. Got to get the smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I just got to wait till Black Friday, see if I can get one on the cheap.
Yeah, well, that's the day to do it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Andy in Deptford is up. Hey, Andy.
My guys, what's good? How we doing?
What's going on, Andy?
What's up, buddy?
As far as the Super Bowl talk, I mean, you look at guys like Mahomes, right? Everybody says Mahomes under center, you got a shot. Lamar Jackson. Jalen Hurts is right there, man. His name's anytime he under center, we got a shot at winning this thing, period.
Well, it's years now, Andy. I mean, it's years where look, they're going to make the playoffs, right? That means 4 straight years with him as the starter, they're going to be in the playoffs. And this year, they look like they've got a real shot to be a top 2 seed.
I mean, I ain't going to say no names. You got haters on that station, guys on the morning team, saying he's not even going to be the starting quarterback 2026 season. I mean, what are we talking about? Like you just said it great yourself. 4 years in a row, 1 Super Bowl appearance. We're damn sure we're going to the playoffs this year, and we got a shot to win it all. Like I said, when he's under center, we got a shot. Now you look at Barkley, right? You look at throughout our history. I would say besides Nick Foles, Barkley's probably our best free agent signing ever after half a season. I mean, he's definitely the most effective and most getting the most out of him for the NFL right now, if you look across the board. But, I mean, as far as our history goes, I would say besides Nicky Six, Barkley right there. All time.
Yeah, you made me start going through them in my head. Andy, I would throw in that list, too, Malcolm. Malcolm was a great free agent.
Yeah, Mark was a good signing.
I feel you, but like I would say like more on the leadership side of things with Malcolm, and we won a chip with him. You know, so you got to give his credit where it's due. But as far as performance and what we need and what we always kind of wanted, not only as a fan base but like as an organization, and the trend for the league as far as backs.
Yep.
I mean, ain't getting much better than that.
Nah, he's been incredible. And Andy, good phone call. I held my breath a little bit yesterday when they showed that replay of Saquon when he got banged up on the fumble.
His hand. Well, his hand was caught underneath.
Like, I thought his elbow may have hyperextended. The way he went down and kind of like his arm bent the wrong way.
Yeah.
A little scurry. Yeah, I was like, all right, how long until he's back in the game? Because I was like, oh, that looks kind of rough. But he came back in and obviously seemed like things were okay here. Speaking of Saquon, listen to what he said after the game, because it was just interesting the way he framed it. This phrase has been said a lot, or was said a lot, in the month of September on WIP. You listen to Saquon talking about the first 4 games. What's the difference between then and the last 5? Here's Saquon, locker room after the game.
Given how far it's kind of come since the bye, where kind of, you know, 2-2 starters, a little bit rocky. What does it say?
I wouldn't say it's rocky. I think you guys made it seem rocky. No offense. Like, I mean, you guys are doing your job, but panic outside of the locker room kind of, you know, it was from outside the locker room. It wasn't in here. We had no panic. We kind of treated it like the preseason games, to be honest. That was kind of the mindset. He was like, all right, we're done with preseason. Now let's go get things shaken.
It's funny how he framed that, Hugh. That was said over and over on the stage. Well, the first four games is like their preseason. I guess they actually were thinking that?
Yeah, but you can't say that.
I agree.
And see, this is the reason why I have a problem. I like Saquon, but I think that as a former player and now a radio host, you have to be careful about the way that you frame things. Like, everybody wants transparency. We love the fact that you're being transparent. But when you say things like that, nobody understands that because they're not a part of it. And you talked about how, you know, we in here wasn't we weren't panicking, anything like that. That's fine for you. But you are the guys that set the standard for the city. Jalen is the guy that sets the standard for the city. So as a fan base that we talk to on a day-to-day basis, when you come out and you underperform in certain situations, nobody's going to understand the fact that you say, oh, you know, this is like a preseason. Well, hell, guess what people are going to say when you say that? Maybe you should play in the preseason.
I thought the same thing.
Maybe you should play in the preseason. You are dealing with a fan base, in every fan base, that no matter how you try to frame things, and this is the same thing I say about Coach Sirianni. You could say it and you could be as honest as you want. A lot of people aren't going to understand it because they're not a part of it. And that's a fact, Joe.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So in order for you to not catch the smoke that you feel like you're catching, unwarranted and all this other stuff, how about you just not say nothing? Just go out there and play the game and, you know, take the criticism that comes with it, because you know more so than anybody else that things are different. Especially the protocol and procedures are different when you're in the building as opposed to people that are not in the building. So don't get mad at us when we point out the fact that you're not playing well, when obviously you're feeling like, you know, the reason we aren't playing well because we don't have that continuity.
It also can't do that. Felt a little premature. It's the kind of thing, I don't know, let's say they make the Super Bowl, right, and it's media week, and Saquon's got it on the big podium thing, right, and they ask him about the season, and you guys started off slow, but then you won 10 out of 12 to end the season, or, you know, whatever the numbers are. And he says something like that. I think we're all like, we kind of laugh it off. They're not done yet, right?
No,
like,
they still got a lot of football left to play.
Right, and
there's still a lot of folks out there with their arms folded too, Joe.
So, and I think there's a real chance the gap between the one seed and the two seed, or the two seed and the five or six seed, is one game. So, like, I don't know. Like, those games matter. I think there's a real chance when the season ends, those games that they dropped in September, maybe because they were treating them like the preseason, will still matter. Like, it's fun now because, like, oh, whatever, they've won five in a row. But the job isn't complete. So no. To kind of dismiss the beginning as whatever, kind of weird.
If you're going to make the argument that that's the first four games are the preseason, I mean, the beauty of that is that's sort of an opportunity for you to get a leg up on other teams. If, you know, say the Lions went 2-2, you start 4-0 because you're prepared and they're not.
You're ahead.
That makes a huge difference.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're the one seed. It just, I don't love the fact that they view it that way. Just like that after those first 4 weeks was a massive juncture in the season where things could have fell apart or they could rally around this.
I would guess if we go back, teams that are the one seed in the last decade usually start 3-1 or 4-0. I doubt they usually start 2-2 or 1-3 and then rally. I'm just guessing September does matter. But look, five wins in a row is what we're all excited about now. But that was kind of a weird thing by Saquon. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tony is in Glenside. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, man, I'm going to get right to it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk football.
Let's do it.
I don't mean to be a downer, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not impressed right now of the coaching, what's going on with the Eagles. And let me explain. Jalen Hurts is and Nick Sirianni is going to be the demise of this football team.
Well, huh? give us the. I mean, I can understand the Sirianni part. Right. We could see all that, right? If he makes
I'm
a bad decision, give us the Hurts angle. Why Hurts?
I'm gonna tell you why. Hurts playing like crap every game in the first quarter. Okay, first and second quarter. Then they go back in, then they come back and say, you know what we need to do? Run the ball. How about running the ball in the first quarter? Saquon should not go a whole half a game with three carries until you realize this team runs through Saquon. This is going to be a Donovan McNabb T.O. moment. When T.O. came in, it was Donovan's team.
T.O. came in and they realized, go through T.O. Donovan got upset about it, became a baby, because it looks like this is T.O.'s team on offense. But what's going on with what's going on now is Saquon needs to get the ball so Jalen don't make those mistakes. We make those same mistakes against Detroit, 49ers, the Rams, and a couple other NFC teams.
Washington, yeah.
We go down 21-0. We down 21-0, and Saquon is out of the picture now. Because now we got to put the ball in Jalen's hands, and we know what happens. He throw picks, he hold the ball too long, and he also take too many sacks. He was in the pocket for like 5 seconds.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How is there a correlation between T.O. and Donovan and Saquon and Jalen?
I'm going to tell you why. Jalen, he got like 50 rushing touchdowns, right?
In his career, yes.
All right. How many of them are one-yard touchdowns from the
Tony, I would guess 20 of them, 25.
Exactly, because they don't value the running back. They keep the – for some reason, they give Jalen all of these touchdowns to inflate his numbers. His numbers are really not that good, okay?
Hold on. I mean,
I still don't see the correlation between T.O.
Well, I think he means there's going to be an ego issue.
It's ego.
I think that's what he's getting at.
They're trying to make Jalen this player. They're trying to compare him to Patrick Mahomes when he's not. He's another player, okay? He's another player. And if they don't go through Saquon during these next five games, Jalen is going to put us in the hole where we're not going to be able to get out of. No diddy.
I hear what you're saying. I still don't see the correlation.
Well, he thinks eventually there's going to be a riff where Saquon wants the ball and they're giving it to Jalen.
I don't see that because Saquon's a different animal.
Sure.
Saquon, he come out the game too much. He let everybody
Tony, you go first. Tony, we appreciate Tony.
There's not a direct correlation between the two. With all due respect to your take, because Saquon has shown that he's a selfless individual. He's shown that when you had a chance to get the single rushing record against your old team, and he decided not to do it.
That's a good point.
That's why I fail to see the correlation. T.O., if T.O., and no disrespect to T.O., because he's a phenomenal player, would be the first player I picked if I ever was starting a team. I don't feel like in that moment T.O. would have done that.
Also, two other things. One, when T.O. got here, he hadn't won a Super Bowl, but he had done some winning in San Francisco, right? They were a playoff team.
And he was a beast.
I think Saquon is just happy to be on a team that actually has a chance. When that was the first time in his career yesterday he beat the Cowboys. Think about that for a second.
And not saying that that's a bad thing to want to have an individual record. Not saying that that's a bad thing. But Saquon has shown on more than one occasion that he is selfless.
Yeah.
And not selfish, not selfish at all.
Right. I think we're missing something on the Saquon Jalen usage thing. They have to protect Saquon Barkley. Like we got to get out of our feelings. I don't know if he's on your fantasy team or not. We got to get out of our feelings that Saquon doesn't get extra carries on the 1 yard line. Unless you bet an anytime touchdown or you have him on your fantasy team, who cares? The Eagles scored. Saquon Barkley has had a lot of touches. So if they spare him one or two inside the 5 yard line, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
And then not only that, I want to see what we got with these young guys, man. Because just like we said, we're going to need Saquon Barkley in January.
They got another game on Thursday.
I'm not upset about that.
There's also just a little bit of tunnel vision in that phone call talking about if we play like that, we're not going to beat the good teams. Like, do you mean teams like the Detroit Lions, who had 5 interceptions in the game yesterday? I could just as easily say, you know, if the Lions play like that against the Eagles, we're going to kick their ass.
That's probably true.
This is facts.
I'm sorry. So, I understand that you might not love everything that happens on game day, but look at the rest of the league. Like, no team in the NFL is perfect right now or head and shoulders above anybody. Every team has a flaw. Every team's beatable.
I agree. I mean, we're going to get to it. We'll hit some NFL stuff from yesterday around the league in the next segment. But the best team in the league is 9-0, and it feels like every other week they're about to lose.
They're so beatable.
I mean, they are, but they're not. But they actually never lose, which makes it makes it wild. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, on the other side, we'll get to all your phone calls here. Are you thinking Super Bowl? Your take on the blowout of the Dallas Cowboys? And yeah, I mean, gotta let Hugh know that this is a defensive team now. Defense is not a luxury. All right, we'll get to our takes from watching all the other teams in the NFL. There was a lot going on yesterday. A sideline fight with the Niners. Snarky Doug Peterson is back. That's how you know he's on the hot seat. And there's a new head coach in the NFL that may give Nick Sirianni a run for his money on the mic. That's coming up. Your calls, 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. I like saying bacon-wrapped tater tots. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.